Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This week, once again, Mid-Flight Brawl is brought to you by our good mates, Heaps Normal, delicious, independent, non-alcoholic beer. Get on heapsnormal.com, use duty free at checkout for free shipping anywhere in Australia. And it's not just fucking tasty, Heggy. They're award winners, these champions.
Oh, nothing like an award winner, a bit like yourself.
I've never won an award since under-19's Best Defensive Player Victoria Gridiron competition.
Yeah, you got a trophy.
I did get a trophy. I was only 16. Whatever.
Still on the shelf?
No, I don't have it, actually. It'll be somewhere. It'll be somewhere with my the Crusher bracelet that I got made for myself. S was a dollar sign. Don't worry about it.
I got a couple of trophies. Door stops.
Do you?
That's what mine are. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like one of those actors. Doesn't mean anything to me. The pursuit of the craft is what counts. Fuck off.
Woody Allen off playing clarinet for Oscars night. Sorry, I got a concert.
If you're using it for a doorstop, all that means is you lost your doorstop. That's what's fucking happened in your house. But Heaps Normal though. How's this, Heggy? I'm currently, we'll talk about it in the intro. I'm currently isolating in a hotel because somebody at work at the radio station, it's all right, it's in the news, can't get in trouble, popped for the Rona.
Yeah.
Somebody got coronavirus, but guess what? I've been drinking Heaps Normal, don't have it. So
makes you think, doesn't it? Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm also double jabbed. I'm not a fuckhead, but also been drinking Heaps Normal. So say about that what you will.
Yeah, right. Oh, good on you, mate. So boost your immune system, grab a 4-pack of Heaps, chug it down your throat.
Get it in you. HeapsNormal.com, duty free at checkout. Enjoy the app. Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees, and fracases. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So, ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty-free, and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a Scoot flight from the
Dock. At LAX. Thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rat can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. How's the isolation going?
Mate, I am living the fucking dream. Somebody at work popped for the Rona. I've got to isolate. Couldn't do it safely at home, Heggy. You know what it's like with a toddler. They'll just keep coming in.
Yeah.
Couldn't broadcast from home. So I've had to make the selfless move like a hero to move into a hotel, one-bedroom apartment by myself for 9 nights.
Oh, you are a man among men.
A true hero.
Sacrificing yourself like that.
Yeah.
Missing out on all that. Parenting.
My wife did. It's the closest I've seen her get angry at me for a while. She caught me explaining to my 3-year-old what sacrifice means.
Yeah, great. What that is. When your dad's having an afternoon nap every day, tell your mum not to ring up, that sort of thing.
But, yeah, so I guess I've got a little bit of freedom. But up there in New South Wales yesterday, it was your day.
Yes.
It was your freedom day. A little bit different for you up there, though.
I'd take George Michael any day over that other shit.
More Sydney vibe than this. But you got out and about yesterday. You went to your first ever gig and you were kind enough on the way to your first ever gig to send me a lovely message.
It's on the way to a gig. Just written to say up yours. You fucking loser.
How'd it go?
It's an emergency cute. Oh, good actually. Yeah, first one back. They're a bit reticent, the crowd. I didn't like them, obviously. But
you never do.
Yeah, we're not. It's fine. Like that, I don't know. I would have thought they'd be real happy, but they weren't.
They weren't?
So fuck them. But yeah, I enjoyed myself.
I do love that 12:01, fucking New South Wales not waiting a second longer than necessary to just open up the fucking more chilli machine and get some patrons back in.
Oh, yeah. Lining up for pokies, lining up for Kmart at midnight. That's a new low.
Well, I thought that was the lowest till a mate called me and he said people were lining up at Spotlight at midnight. Who the fuck's getting fabric at midnight?
That's, yeah.
At least I understand the drinkers. Did you say I sent you a, there was a news article and they were interviewing people that had gotten in the pubs at 12:01 a.m. on your freedom day.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a guy saying it's the tastiest beer I've ever had and his name, Michael Cody.
Yeah.
So there's just something in this. Don't even know the bloke. Same surname, up to the same stuff.
Just all that shit just makes you think that it'd be better if this thing took out a few more people, really. Didn't do a good enough job.
Sorry, all that stuff what?
Makes you think, doesn't it?
Makes you think. That was a fresh court. Makes you think. No fucking snap frozen makes you think out of Heggie's mouth today.
Nah, not today. Special day.
You had a few beers last night, Heggie?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. It's very nice. On the house beers. They're the tastiest beers, Cody's, you fuckheads.
Free ones.
Not one you got to pay for.
Oh, yeah. Free beers, always good.
Mm. It's nice.
But heaps normal for home, of course, and then get out and amongst it. You got to have a few fucking skewies, as our mate Max Price would say.
Mate, the ad's finished.
The ad has finished.
We're in the fucking episode now. Take it easy.
Can't help myself, man. Breakfast radio. The ad never ends. I myself ran out of my heaps normals. Pretty quick sticks here, about 15 minutes into my stay.
Yep.
I'm currently, this is day 4 in isolation, and I'm having a look over in the corner. There's 4 empty bottles of red and 24 stubbies. So good start.
Man, you've got to stop turning around, not for sound quality, but because your little mullet's showing every time you do it. Oh, makes me want to throw up. Don't do it. Turn back around. That's it.
Every time I call my wife, I slick my hair back. I haven't had a haircut since before my son was born. Slick the hair right back and just flick up the little, it's dirty back there. Nasty. But you called me on Sunday, and when I got to break the news to you that I am in isolation, and I was having a couple of drinks, and I was watching the boxing.
Yeah.
And I said I was watching the boxing, Tyson Fury versus Deontay Wilder. And do you remember what you said to me?
No. What?
You said to me, oh, here he is. He's got a new pikey hero.
Oh, right. Yeah, you do. He's your new hero, isn't he?
Tyson Fury is in. McGregor's out. Fury's in. How's this from the pre-fight press conference? I think you'll enjoy this, Heggie.
What kind of changes and improvements do you expect in Deontay now that he's got Malik Scott in his corner?
Nothing. It's one shithouse teaching another shithouse how to fight. Both a pack of losers, and they both ain't worth a sausage. So he couldn't teach him anything. Man couldn't fight himself. He was a shithouse. So when you got a shithouse teaching another shithouse how to fight, you're in for a real pack of shithouse cowards. Look at the state of him. His heart's rattling now. His balls have sunk up inside of him. There's a man here that's going to annihilate your daughter. Me, the Gypsy King. Tyson Fury's the name. And fucking fighting's the game. There ain't a man born from his brother's cunt can beat the Gypsy King. Never mind a sausage like that there.
It sounds like a kid who's just discovered the word shithouse.
Yeah, he really got himself caught in a little loop there.
Yeah. The important thing is that you just keep going caravan park to caravan park around the world, finding your new mentor.
Finding new heroes. Yeah. Finding a new life coach.
I look forward to see who the next one is in a couple of years when this guy's done something real fucking bad and you drop him.
Probably has already. He's a gypsy.
Yeah.
How's this? We got a message on Mid-Flight Brawl Instagram from Jennifer Greening, a listener who always sends us some classic stuff. And I haven't shown you this yet, Heggie. I don't know if you've seen it. She said, imagine, like anything's possible now, imagine being sat next to this bloke on a plane. It's an old guy in America, of course.
Yeah.
And he's got himself a very interesting emotional support animal.
Oh.
This is Wally, my emotional support alligator. Wally puts a lot of joy in my life. He just makes everything his friend.
He is a federally licensed emotional support animal. Wally is my best buddy. I can take him everywhere. Wally, for some reason, he does not kill anything. Never showed any aggression. Never tried to bite anybody.
Yeah. That's what they all say until they do. Like until they bite one kid's head off. They go, well, he's never done that before. Of course he fucking hasn't. Be dead. But I saw a horse on one, actually. Someone took a horse on a plane.
Oh, really?
Like a little pony.
Yeah.
A miniature one.
Great.
Oh, fuck off. Really.
America. Anything is possible.
Yeah. It's the dream.
Except for going to the doctors for free. should we get stuck into the app?
Yes. Let's do it. So getting stuck in, mate. This is episode 83. We've done it. And
wow.
Every now and then in life, there's a man, a special one. And this one happens to be a property conveyancer from Middlewich, Cheshire.
Is there big money over there for that?
Oh, I don't know. Like property conveyancing, it's just yet another middleman who exists purely because people are dishonest. I'll prepare documents because people can't be trusted to just hand over the deeds and do the right thing by each other unless they know they're being monitored.
Mate, you know that's a thing in Victoria. I don't think it's that in New South Wales and Queensland. If you go to buy a house, you know you've got to get someone in to have a look at it.
Yeah.
New South Wales and Queensland, somebody comes in, has a look at it, signs off on everything. Then anybody that wants to buy the house can use those documents. But Victoria are like, nah, you get another bloke. Nah,
get
another bloke.
Yeah.
So.
Great.
Or woman. They can look around the joint too, Heggy.
Yeah. Well, not so convenient for the term jobs for the boys though, is it? So most of these dishonest things are generally men doing it inventing it.
Panama Papers. Not seeing a lot of Sheilas at the top of those news articles.
No.
Dodgy blokes.
Punch through the glass ceiling, ladies. The opportunities are there. Get into them. This bloke, though, his name's Matthew Flaherty, and he's from Middlewich, which is yet another shit northern town. You know what it's known for?
Oh, boozing? Knife attacks?
Nah. Nothing.
Oh.
quite widely known for that too. The 3 or 4 days of the year that the sun shines up there, it does have some nice scenery. But if the notable alumni are anything to go by, no one's been born there for some time.
I'll get the bell ready. Who have we got? Do you have anyone from the past? Anyone?
No, a couple of old, really old scientists or literary figures, one footballer.
It's always poet. Like if that's in there, you go, boy, it hasn't pumped out anyone great in a bit.
Oh, yeah. There's no modern poets.
No.
Except for yourself.
They're called rappers now.
Yeah. Lyricists. So, yeah, you know, shit job, shit town. Might as well go on a holiday with your mum.
Wow.
So
should you? I don't know if there's any town that shit.
Yeah. Just you and your mum go on a flight somewhere.
There's something about adults that go on holidays, like just by themselves with mum and dad.
Yeah. Yeah, this guy's 44 doing that. Oh, hang on.
No. There's travelling with your parents. So, like, when I was doing gigs in New York and Montreal, dad flew in to get on the piss and then left.
Yeah.
There's something about when there's, like, a mum and dad going away together and they just take the kid on, like, a holiday to Tokyo. And by kid, I mean 31-year-old. You go, fucking hell. Yeah. You can't.
Who's in full health.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something very dodgy about that.
Cut the cord.
So the pair of them have... They put on their galoshes and set off up the M56 for Manchester, 44 minutes.
As all good holidays should start. Yeah.
Google probably estimates the time based on my driving. Most people up there would knock it off in about 20 minutes, I reckon, Middlewich to Manchester Airport.
All I've heard is it's a nightmare driving around the UK. I've never had to do it, but there's a lot of people in a very small space.
Oh, fucking sucks.
Yeah?
Yes. A lot of lorries. It's not pleasant. I used to know a bloke from those parts, massive Bevan, and this is a fair while ago, like the 90s. So, and he was actually on one of those compilation shows of bad driving.
Oh wow,
a little bit like Sergeant John Bunnell's police chase stuff. But this was the one he was on. Some static camera footage. A bit grainy, but you could definitely make him out. And he had a copy of this, and it was the thing was like, take a look at this idiot as he was like crossing a one-lane wooden bridge in his generic housing estate hatchback at incredibly high speed. And
like Ronan.
Around the neighborhood, he's a big hero because he had the VHS of it, and they couldn't make out his number plate due to him being sideways in the footage. And that was what everyone knew him for.
The Dukes of Hazzardshire.
Oh, man. In fact, I was surprised not to see his name in Wikipedia in the Cheshire region of notable alumni just for that.
Maybe check your other favourite site, Murderpedia. There's a good chance he...
Yeah, I've had a look. Anyway, Matthew and his mum, they make it up the M56 to Manchester, and they get on EasyJet.
Whew.
Obviously, Manchester to Keflavik, Iceland at 4 p.m. flight, January 28, 2019.
No harp. Sorry, you know me. It's got to be in a further than like 4 years. It's got to have an Olympics, you know.
Yeah, two Olympics between us and the date. The 6 crew and 142 passengers on board this flight, 2 hour 50 minutes to Keflavik, Iceland. So Matthew is... He's gone and planned a holiday as a birthday break from his job as a property lawyer. So he packed himself and his mum up, headed off to beautiful Keflavik, Iceland. Iceland, one of those places, right, that filthy northerners would never have traditionally thought to indulge, but for the £9.99 EasyJet fares. Tip rats all became interested in continental Europe since a night out in their town cost as much as a night out plus flights and ACOM somewhere like Iceland.
Fuck yeah. Now there's some of those like Norwegian Air. There's another famous one that stops on the way between the UK and the US, and that poor city, they must be going, fuck, what? Who signed off on what?
Yeah.
Just people trying to go to America for $14.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to swing by my city.
Yeah. Couple of facts about Keflavik. Keflavik is Iceland's main international hub. It used to be a tactical refueling pit stop for transatlantic flights during WW2. Pretty good for fishing as well while we're at it.
What's Reykjavik then?
Well, Reykjavik is the capital.
Ah, okay.
No, it's another.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Well, it's only 40 minutes drive to Reykjavik, but Iceland's quite small anyway.
Two airports?
No, that is the... I think that is the airport. Oh, that's 40 the airport. Minutes away in Keflavik.
Ah, okay.
Makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, as far as tourism goes, it's a gateway / drinking destination. There's a few plants and mosses on the basalt rubble, but not much else to look at. Plane full of mankies going there. Yuck.
As soon as EasyJet says, hey, we're flying to Keflavik, do you reckon some citizens at Keflavik got onto that? You know, we've spoken about it before, that business that just ships out an Irish pub in a shipping container?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, we're fucking on here, boys. Everyone chip in. We're building this at the airport.
First plane had two of them in it. Reykjavik is one of the cleanest, greenest, and safest cities in the world. Sounds fucking boring, doesn't it? Not one Murderpedia entry for Iceland. None. Well, that is incredible. Maybe this is related, but until 1989, beer was banned in Iceland.
Oh.
Couldn't get beer. They took prohibition very seriously.
Why?
Don't know. You could get other alcohol, but no beer.
Well, then it sounds like they didn't take prohibition. They didn't take that on board. Yeah. It turns out quite the opposite. I reckon they go, drinking beer? What are you, a fucking child? Get this vodka in you.
Yeah, well, they quite like beer now. Since the wall came down that year, I don't know what they were thinking, but no, yeah, it's beer now. Not a lot of household name Icelanders, is there? There's Bjork. That's about the only one.
Surely ice hockey players.
Maybe. I don't know. They probably can't get to America.
Or is Iceland's not the icy one? Greenland's the icy one and Iceland's the green one. They trick you.
Oh, is that how it is? Is that the
I believe
one
so.
Of life's little... Oh, okay. Paradox. I listened to some Icelandic rap, hoping to pull up something notable, but it sounds exactly like normal rap. And by that I mean it's just young fuckheads talking over the top of existing music. So
if you Bjork remixes.
Oh, there'd be Bjork remixes. There's, yeah, Western music remixes as well. So straight after takeoff on EasyJet flight, right, Matthew becomes a little parched at his 2 hours and 50 minutes. He's going to have to wait. So he gets up and grabs himself a drink from his carry-on luggage. What's the first drink he puts his hand on, you reckon, in his bag?
A duty-free one?
Yeah.
Whiskey.
No. Fuck. It's a bottle of gin. La-di-da.
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah, I know. Then he starts chatting up a woman. Some blokes. Oh. Some blokes right in front of his mum too. I knew that's why you said hold on.
He has really forgotten. He's forgotten mum's there.
I don't know that he has.
Swigging out of the duty-free talking to a chick. Do you reckon it was across his mum? Mum's in the middle seat. And he's just going, sorry, love.
Maybe.
What's your name? What are you doing?
Maybe his mum's elbowing him. No, this one, mate. This one for you. You are 40. Get over it. Some blokes just need a little nudge in the form of booze before working up the courage to tune women, though. But this particular time, it doesn't go that great. She immediately rejects him, well, ignores him. So Matthew, after being ignored, he's done what any self-respecting man who's just been given the cold shoulder does. He exhibits the chivalry blokes like him have always been known for since the dawn of time. He yells, fuck off. And then...
She sort of did.
Yeah.
Why not answer? She's fucked off.
Oh, she has fucked off.
Just mentally, she's gone.
But then he's also told her that he's going to kill her family.
Oh, jeez.
So some may say that's a step too far.
And how far into the trip's this? Wheels up.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
You're hearing that?
They're still leaning back. Yeah.
Tray table's still up.
She's made the right decision there, not letting herself get picked up by this guy.
I think it's a good, as soon as you see someone pulling apart the duty-free bag to get into the booze on the plane, go, can't talk to him.
I'm not going on a date with that guy.
Put the noise cancels on.
Yeah.
If you don't have them, just hold a pillow over your ears. Old school.
I reckon maybe women are testing men when they reject them to see how they handle it before they commit to going on a date. I'll just see how he handles this rejection. He's told me to fuck off and he's going to kill my family. Yeah, I was right.
I tried to tell my wife that the other week, that if there's a group of blokes drinking and there's some new blokes in there and somebody says, you're a tits or ass man, that's just to see if the new bloke is a regular bloke, because sometimes they'll say, nah, I just love a neck. And you go, watch him.
Oh, right.
Wasn't in there. I love feet. All right, keep an eye on him. We don't even care. We're just trying to weed out the sus ones.
Feet thing's a fucking myth. No one likes feet.
Man, my co-host, Feb, said the first thing he notices of people's feet.
Well, people's. Well, thing, like you just sort of, maybe you can look to see if there's anything wrong.
Mm.
These guys are a built-up shoe, or is there fucking, you know, hair coming out the top of the sock or something, right? Some, you know, one massive one, or like the second toe is not longer than the big toe.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. Abnormalities, deformities, for sure, if that's your thing. But just to be into feet, no, I'm not buying that. It doesn't happen. It's a myth.
It's a cheeky way to look, just scan someone completely.
Oh.
There you go. I was looking at your feet.
Yeah. Just looking at your feet. As if that's the most innocent thing you could do. Sus.
Sus.
Cabin crew say, look, knock it off, buddy. Put that stuff away. Neat gin. That's for psychopaths anyway, from what I've seen in life. Lovely drink, but mix it, you fucking grubs. Not with Coke.
It's tonic water. Is that the only thing it's been invented for, to just take the sting off a bit of gin?
Gin and tonic's a great drink.
No, I love gin and tonic. But, I mean, if somebody said to me, it'd be less weird for somebody to say just a straight gin than if somebody said, can I just have a can of tonic water, please?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Again, it's malaria prevention, isn't it? Quinine in gin, in tonic. So he has put his gin away, Matthew, but then he started swearing at them and issuing threats of violence their way as well. He said, I'm going to kill you if you don't shut up. That's one direct quote.
Mm.
Then to calm himself down, he's taken a drag or two in his E-dart. Man of the future.
God, it's really, It started with a sip of gin, which does sound classy, and it is falling apart real quick.
Yeah, well.
E-ciggy and a gin.
All the class gets taken out when anything's straight from the bottle.
Yeah.
Like you could have, you know, single malt whiskey. That sounds nice. Straight from the bottle? Nah.
I feel like I get judged. Have you ever been at a restaurant, you get a beer, and they said, would you like a glass? And I go, nah, it's in it.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Save the washing up.
Yeah, but I think you get judged for that.
Oh, you get judged well before that. I go to a dinner party and a nice wine gets poured around for everyone and they'll say to me, would you like a long neck of local fucking beer? You know, well, that's really rude, but yes, I would.
A long neck just for you. Give the iPad to the kiddies and give Heggy a long neck. Everyone, we can go back to our grown-up chat.
Yeah. At this stage, right, another male passenger gets up to get something out of his bag, and this just set Matthew off again. So he's had a scuffle with him. No punches thrown, I don't think. People just can't leave well enough alone, can they?
Sorry. Why hasn't Mum piped up?
Oh, I don't think she's the type.
Mm.
She seems a retiring type. You like with a reasonably normal mother, of course.
Yeah.
If it's your mum or my mum, they'd say, stop being a dickhead. Sit down.
Yeah.
Why'd you tell that woman you're going to kill a family? Why'd you tell everyone you're going to kill them? Why are you punching this guy?
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. But then again,
we wouldn't be in this situation when you're going on a one-on-one holiday with your mum.
Yeah.
If you were just a normal cat.
I mean, you know, you see a bloke having a tiff with a woman he just met, you don't, and, you know, smoking his E-dart and swigging gin straight from the bottle. Don't get up and start fiddling around in your bag for your headphones real close. Sit down. Watch the spectacle. Take it in real time. Watch it unfold. You don't get that too often.
Life. It's happening.
I know. People have swept up in earphones and fucking phones. Just, you know, watch it. It's all around you.
Well, that's how you know that noise-canceling headphones and in-flight entertainment work, because so many of these stories should end.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
He said, fuck you, and then 160 people just turned on him and belted the shit out of him. But everyone's just busy.
Yeah.
Busy doing their own thing.
Oh, for sure. Same reason you can fart loudly on a bus. Do what you want now. The flight attendants at this stage.
By the way, quick question. How good is it just having kids? I can just fart now, out and about. Just look at them.
Oh.
It's probably one of them.
For sure. Yeah.
One of the few positives.
Not when other people see you asking your kids to pull your finger. But other than that, yeah. Flight attendants at this stage think, you know, enough's enough. Let's dob him into the pilot, which they did. Dobbers. Pilot says, rightio, I don't really want to go to Iceland anyway. I got just the place for this bastard. And they're nowhere near Shannon, going the other way. They said, we're going to beautiful Edinburgh, Scotland.
Oh, yes.
You'll fit right in. NJ Cody's favourite city. A wonderful, beautiful place.
Not quite. Very annoying airport. Daniel Sloss told me about it. They're the slowest airport workers in the world.
Is that hyperbole?
Well,
or is that true?
Just according to him. I must say, every time I've been there, the bags are taking a long fucking time to get out. I don't know what people are up to.
Yeah. They're, well, great place anyway. Where you can negate a lifetime of alcoholism and never eating something green ever by walking up a small hill and taking a photo of yourself at the top.
Fuck yeah. Arthur's Seat.
Beautiful. So
did you go, when you were there, Heggy, I know you went to Edinburgh Fringe Festival once and had a fucking shit time, and now it's just been 10 years of me trying to talk you into going back.
Not going back.
Did you ever go to the Sheep's Head Inn?
Oh, maybe. Not sure. Why, what's it got?
Just a rip apart. It's like one of those pubs from the 1300s or something, but it was where the Queen visited once and had a Sunday roast.
Yeah.
That's it. But I just love that that's the, you know, it's in, I know there's a couple of restaurants in Melbourne where it's like Bill Clinton, I had two bowls of pho here.
Yeah.
And I found the English version, the fucking, yeah. The Queen had a black pudding. Oh, yeah.
It's got, yeah.
Good
for
pub.
All that sort of anti-England sentiment, they're still bragging about the Queen visiting and eating a meal at one pub. They go there for that. Good on them. Old Matthew, pretty angry by this stage because he knows it's being diverted, as does everyone. How angry do you reckon he is on a scale of one to doing something I have never heard of on a plane or elsewhere?
Well, you've never heard of this on a plane.
I've never heard of someone doing this.
This is episode 83. We've had fights, brutal language. We've had a shit on a wall and a shit on a drink cart.
Yeah.
Smoking bongs in the toilet, icy, threatening kids. We've had a lot.
Yeah.
And you've never even heard of this action.
No, I have not.
Air or land.
No.
Fuck. All right. What's he done?
Do you think Matthew is angry enough to disassemble his mobile phone and start eating it?
More tea!
He's makes you think, doesn't it? He didn't have the right tools, so obviously. So he's had to snap it, causing his hands to bleed in the process, plus causing extensive battery damage. And as you know yourself, mobile phone batteries, when damaged, can be quite hazardous, not great to be around.
What fucking grim shit was on that phone?
Oh, yeah. It's
forget Panama Papers. This bloke.
Matthew Flaherty's phone. Sort out some shit. The battery started smouldering on the seat, so a flight attendant picked it up and put it in a glass of water. What about, like, that's, you know, you see stuff on a plane, you think, oh, what's happened there? I reckon the mark that'd leave on the seat would look pretty sus for future passengers. If I saw that, I'd just think it's a singe mark from a rancid fart. You'd never think that's a burnt mobile phone battery that someone bit into, would you? Not in a million years.
Yeah, Family Feud survey says you definitely think someone's farted through the chair fabric.
Yeah.
More than, no, broke his phone. Then ate it and the battery burnt this whole fucking hell. Yeah. Wow.
Obviously, like, he knew he's going to go to the hog pen when he landed. So he's like an old style spy eating a piece of paper after committing the contents of a note to a memory.
Yeah.
Matthew's got some stuff on his phone for his eyes only.
Yeah.
Best to eat the evidence before the curly tails get their hands on your phone and see what you've been fucking doing.
Most definitely. I don't want to. It's a lot harder to eat thousands of physical photos.
Oh, yeah.
Easier just to eat that micro SD card.
If your phone's that sus, delete as you go. Like, surely you can get them off. I think it's more his contacts. He was arrested upon landing in Edinburgh, obviously. So he's gone straight to Livingston Cop Shop and started abusing the filth while he's there.
That'll help.
Yeah. Using, once again, the benchmark racial abuse word.
Oh, geez.
While he's at it.
Well, he's gone right to the top.
Straight to the top. Oof. Might as well.
By the way, I know gin is a depressant.
They all are, aren't they?
No, but gin specifically, like, I think alcohol over time,
right,
for a lot of people can be a depressant.
Yeah.
Whereas gin is like an in the moment. Yeah.
Well, people just start crying and stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you think that's what's happened to him?
Well, no, I'm saying I've had a lot. I don't know how much he had before the flight, but I've never had enough to start eating my phone and dropping N-bombs.
I think you've never had a phone that requires eating.
Yeah.
It's not the gin.
I've also never been a 40-year-old man on holiday with me mum, so.
Give it time. Matthew's ended up at Edinburgh Sheriff Court, where he pleaded guilty to everything. He's got the things he's pleaded guilty to: disorderly conduct, threatening behaviour, and endangering an aircraft, blah, blah, blah.
Yep. Nothing for the phone.
Nah, man, his phone didn't give a fuck. It didn't press charges. Sheriff, they got sheriffs there. Sheriff Thomas Welsh, QC, said.
Hold on. A sheriff and a QC.
Yeah.
Fuck. That's good effort.
They got a pivot over there. Not enough staff.
Catch the
sheriff
crook.
Thomas Welsh.
Catch the crook and then fucking give him a sentence.
Well, he's a QC. He said, and I quote, "Everyone on that plane must have been terrified. That's why QCs get the big bucks." It's insights like that.
I doubt it. I highly doubt it.
What?
I reckon there were people five rows away that had no fucking idea what was going on.
Didn't know what was happening.
They'll maggot watching Die Hard 3.
Yeah. The diversion clocked up a GB pound price tag in the thousands. I'll give you 1 million AUD if you get it right. It's between 5,000 and 6,000 pounds.
5,348.
No, but I like the cut of your jib. 5,236. Even.
Man, this is like high stakes jelly bean guessing contest.
Oh, yeah. If you don't get one right by the millionth episode,
I owe you
something wrong. Yeah. Solicitor, the defending solicitor, cop this. Her name is Melissa Virtue.
Oh.
Pretty good. Couldn't make that up. She said her client had been on a trip to Iceland with his mother to celebrate his birthday, but added that he accepted his behaviour on the plane was shocking. Ms. Virtue said Flaherty had committed the offences on the day of his 43rd birthday. He'd argued with his mother before the incidents, and he had been under the influence of alcohol at the time. So she, when she was convincing Matthew to plead guilty, she said she thought it better not to fight. I thought Melissa Virtue was always being cool. When it came time to fight, he made Melissa step aside, and he's ended up hiring a different lawyer.
Oh, wow. So sacking the coach halfway through the season.
Yep, sack Virtue. We'll get a bloke. His name's Richard Souter. Dick Souter. Couldn't make that up either. Someone fucking did. Makes you think, doesn't it? It's better than Richard Sinner, but Richard Souter. Dick Souter. He's identified the true culprits in the curious case of the phone eater. It was actually alcohol.
Alcohol.
Mr. Booze.
Not again.
Mr. Booze. Mr. B-double-O-Z.
Well, it wasn't purely just alcohol. Alcohol was in cahoots for this particular crime with painkillers.
Oh, painkillers? Hold on. So we've got alcohol. Let me get the dinger. Alcohol. Oh, just alcohol and painkillers.
Alcohol and painkillers, yeah.
Wow. Good tag team.
Oh, yeah.
They're the champions. They're the WWE champions. Booze and painkillers.
Matthew, he had a trapped nerve. So I don't think I'd get on a plane to Iceland if I had a trapped nerve. Yeah. It's cold over there. Don't know. I've never had one. It's one of those things I always thought were made up by hypochondriacs to get out of work or school like a stitch. Trapped nerve. Fuck off. Grow up. Doesn't sound right to me.
They're all trapped in your body.
Yeah. I've never seen one of mine making them all trapped. You're correct. Notwithstanding the work of Dick Souter, Matthew found himself with 22 months in the clink.
What?
That bottle of gin and the blister pack of painkillers, not to mention Mrs. Flaherty, all got off scot-free.
Fuck.
Matthew, in the big house as we speak. That trapped nerve is even more trapped.
Wow. You know what, though? Swings and roundabouts. Has avoided the whole pandemic.
Oh, man. I couldn't agree more. Like, I concur. This not such a bad time to be in jail. Like, if you have to be at some stage of your life, I'd choose now. You're not really missing much. Get it out of the way. It's like having a kid. A lot of people just had kids.
Oh, mate, I had one. Thought, what a good time.
As well.
As I said, I'm just racking up some state-sanctioned fucking dad and husband credit.
Yeah, for sure.
Haven't earned it.
But You don't want to take it so far as to set a precedent, though.
Oh, yeah. Don't get used to it. I say it to all of them every night before bed.
Yeah. I'm saying good night tonight, but don't get used to this, all right? So, you know what they did, though, when Matthew went to the big house? You know what the first thing they said when he turned up at the big house?
No.
They said, "Welcome back, Matthew." Yeah.
He'd been before.
Oh, yeah. I found the bastard.
Why didn't I even consider that this bloke could have done something in the past? Why would have just picked his 43rd birthday to start eating a phone and threatening death on people? Fuck.
Oh, man. Yeah, I found him. He's done some time. In 2007, right, he was living above Reflections, a Middlewich night spot in the middle of town.
I've got a little bit of music from Reflections. You want to hear some?
Oh, yes.
From a Facebook video.
Wow. Yeah. That's the most recent video. You know the place. You know, they're all the same.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of mirrors, hence Reflections.
Have I said on here before I got to go to the FHM's voted second worst nightclub in Australia?
What is it?
It was in a town called Narracourt in South Australia. This would have been 10, 11 years ago. Did some football/netball club gig with a couple other comics. We drove over in the daytime, did the gig, stay there overnight, drove home. And after the gig, it's the football/netball club. They said, "Mate, you've got to come out. FHM, we're in town. We've got the second worst nightclub. It's called Shapes." I said, "Why is it called Shapes?" They said, "You'll see." In the line out the front, a chick offered me a bong.
Yeah.
This is in line.
Yeah.
She said, "You want a bong?" Pulled a bong out of her bag. Said, "Nah." She said, "All right, shotgun this can then." She just stabbed a UDL can with her car keys.
Had you ever met this woman?
No. Nah. She was at the gig though.
Oh, right.
That was a bit of Narracourt hospitality. Go inside. Shapes is just a square room with cardboard shapes hanging from the ceiling.
Great. What, on fishing line?
Yeah.
Just like a kid's bedroom. So
got it.
Did you shotgun the can?
Yeah, fucking oath.
All right. I mean, I won't go to any nightclub, but particularly if they're called Shapes, Reflections or Waves, I'm not fucking going. No way.
What about Vault? We had Vault at
The Vault? Well, it's funny you say that. The Reflections in Middlewich used to be called The Vault. But
we had the Vault at Werribee Plaza, Vault nightclub.
Oh, fuck me. What, you could go to Big W and then straight out to the Vault?
Straight out to Vault. Stop at La Porchetta for a meal first, lie in the stomach.
God. Well, anyway, at Reflections, Matthew is living above the nightclub.
Wow. No wonder he's angry.
I know. Operation Dawn swooped on Reflections and found... They found the following in Matthew's flat. They found two bags containing a total of 41 grams of skunk, four cannabis plants, scales with traces of cannabis, 400 pounds in cash, 100 zipper bags, an air rifle, and a meat cleaver.
Wow.
Yes.
That yeah, of course you need the meat cleaver.
Oh.
Who knows what you're capable of if someone's gonna take almost $800 Australian from you. Fucking hell, man. 400 cash.
Well, it's just so unusual that anyone would have any cash up there. They don't keep cash for that long. Let alone 400.
To be fair, after the vision and because I got to see the video of the nightclub and obviously you just heard some audio there, I assume 400 pounds cash is going to get you 400 drinks at that nightclub.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you some drink specials as we get to it.
Oh, yes.
The plot thickens, though, in this Dawn raid. Mobile phone.
Hold on. What's it called? Operation
Dawn.
Sorry, Operation Dawn, the hopes I had for what was going to be found was fucking bricks of coke, an AK-47, You don't launch an operation for $400 cash.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was part of it because Middlewich was in the throes of a bit of an epidemic of crime in the pubs and stuff. So they've just raided pretty much everyone in town and found everyone's got the same sort of stuff. There's a meat cleaver in every flat, probably. Yeah, but the plot did thicken. A mobile phone was also seized, which contained texts that proved Flaherty was running a modest commercial dealing operation. That's why you eat your fucking phone.
That's why you eat it.
Even like as soon as the filth are out, even if they're just Scottish, eat your phone. The Flahertys, I found out, the family, they're actually a pub family. In 2008, Alan Flaherty, Matthew's dad, manager of Reflections, had his license revoked for underage drinking at the pub, fights, antisocial behaviour and crime.
Which I thought was just a liquor license.
Yeah. Matthew's mum, Tracy Flaherty.
Yes.
She started a fire once to get rid of some building material in 2006.
Oh, no.
I'm sus. When Reflections was called the Vaults. I think even for Northern England, 2006, that's past the use-by date for just burning rubbish on your property in a built-up area. She did it right, and the pub caught fire, but the brigade got there just in time and sorted it out. So, but in 2008, the closure of Reflections was considered a bit of a victory for...
the global financial crisis?
No, it was just Alan harbouring too many grubs in his pub. Safe to say, though, that the Flahertys are characters.
Characters. Like a Guy Ritchie film.
Yeah. good news, though, and I'm sure we could all use some good news right about now. Reflections is back being called The Vaults.
Yes.
And it is open again.
Yes.
July 2021. Saw them came back with a splash on Freedom Day. Not sure what the locals think of the drink specials, but they sound pretty darn good to me.
How the fuck can I not see my mum and dad, but fucking The Vaults is open?
Oh, The Vaults is well and truly open. Double vodka energy, £4. Whereas triple vodka energy, £4.60. That's currently $8.60 AUD.
You're fucking losing money not getting a triple vodka there.
Oh, damn straight. Those prices are insane. Yeah. You do the economics.
Do they have just a fucking straight gin, an easy jet special?
No.
£2?
Absolutely not.
Oh, the Flahertys aren't there anymore.
No. You can't put gin into an energy drink. It's the link of depression and energy that turns people crazy. I watched a bunch of similar videos to each other from The Vaults on their socials, like that one you just played. Nightclub Reveler, contributors to Human Endeavour, all poking their tongues out, but in a friendly way when a camera comes near them. That's something I fucking can't get behind. Imagine if your friends did that pre-digital cameras, like poke their tongue out for your photos and you got to go get them developed. They wouldn't be your friends anymore, would they? This guy's got his fucking tongue out again. There. I'm going to kill him. Anyway, at the time...
you would not be a fan. I know you're not a nightclub fan at all. Neither am I. New one just opened on the Goldie, though. We should go together, check it out.
What is it?
Somebody, a listener, sent it to me. There's a like a $10 million. They're trying to make like a, hold on, Gold Coast nightclub.
It's not at the Versace. Is it classy?
Well... What is classy?
Cash, big cash, big money.
Fuck, it's like a nightclub and a day club. It's got the pool. Cali Beach, it's called.
Cool. Where is it? Surfers?
Mate, of course.
Caval Ave?
Elkhorn Ave.
All right. I think I know where that is. I'll be there in 2021. I'll send you a selfie with my tongue out. And some strangers, just put my arms around strangers and get some photos taken. Matthew, for his drug dealing efforts way back then, he did 8 months in the clink for his drug dealing.
Wow.
So, yeah. I mean, makes one wonder how exactly you get a great job upholding the law and making sure people are accountable, such as property conveyancer, as a jailbird. It's almost as if the property industry don't care who joined their ranks. Although,
just shifting units.
Yeah, I mean, if you believe in jail, you do have to believe in rehabilitation and second chances. I couldn't find out anything about why he got 22 months for eating his phone.
So I don't. I think you don't believe in jail. You just go, I'd rather him not go to jail, but I never trust him again.
Yeah, I like that. Keep him where you can see him. That's why we've got high vis. I couldn't find out why he got 22 months rather than the fucking nothing that some people receive for doing much worse shit to other people on planes, but previous form.
I just think eating the phone, that's you're going in the naughty corner.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, we can't pin anything on you exactly, so we'll say the assault, resisting, blah, blah, blah. You just need a timeout. You can't just eat your phone and be let free that day.
Yeah, I know. If he didn't eat his phone, he probably just could have kept his phone.
Yeah.
I just paid a fine. That was it.
Yeah, nothing would make me want to see what's on his Google Drive more than him chewing on a SIM card.
Oh, yeah. Can't be good for you. I know little bits of phones are everywhere now. You catch a fish now, it's fucking full of SIM cards and shit, but like actually eating one cannot be good. Rip a fucking headline though. Like one of the best I've seen for some time.
Yes.
From one of those rags still have there. They don't pretend like we do.
You know what? It's why their trashy shows are the best. They're like fucking Love Island and Geordie Shore and all that. It's because they lean into it.
Yeah.
They're not, it's like, no, this is how we are and this is how we act and it is what it's not, you know, I'm a business person / entrepreneur / they're like, fucking, we're getting on it in Ibiza, fucking.
For sure. Yeah. They've embraced grubbery well before we have.
Mm.
Like we're as grubby, but still there's still a thin veneer of fucking trying to pretend there's some sort of class to Australian grubbery. There's not.
And some just fucking big veneers right in the gob.
But this headline, it said, there's a
thin veneer of class, thick veneers in the skull.
Yeah. Drunk thug ate mobile phone in midair, forcing EasyJet flight to divert to Edinburgh. That's the sort of journalism we want. It's the endangered art of the enticing headline. It could have just as well read, Northern Englishman gets on a plane, or Man from Cheshire exists. But they've gone for proper journalism.
What's that headline say? Of course he did.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. The rest will make sense.
Yeah.
Well, that brings us to the end of another episode of Mid-Flight Brawl. Thanks very much for listening. Tell your mates, if you want to support us, get on patreon.com/midflightbrawl for some extra eps every month and some other stuff as well. Things are slowly opening up. Hopefully we can do a live show early 2022, if not late 2021. Heggy, let's see what happens.
Well, fuck, I don't know about that, man. I'm hoping to get to Queensland before the end of the year, but that's looking pretty dicey.
Oh, yeah, well, sucked in. That's not going to happen. But I reckon Victoria and New South Wales will be the only two that are going to be able to hang out with one another.
Yeah. I mean, I'd come down. I don't care, but as long as I can get back in here.
Although, fuck, it would make me laugh if with these cases, New South Wales said, sorry, Victoria.
Yeah.
Can't trust you.
Yeah. We gave you it, and now look what you've done with it, you idiots.
Well, get lukeheggie.com, nickcardy.com.au, but at Midflight Brawl on Instagram, or if you want to send us an email, midflightbrawlpod@gmail.com. Anything else, mate?
Nah.
All right.
Nothing, just this.
See you next week.
See you, mate.
Bye. Thanks for tuning in to Midair Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's mid-flight brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership.
dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.